You're listening to the Lucky Rock.
We're back on the Lucky Rock, and I'd like to welcome in now the inspiration for that ad, Melissa Roberts, or as you may know her, TV Mom. How you doing today, Melissa?
I'd be doing better if these kids would give me some kind of peace and quiet.
Sounds like your kids are giving you grief today.
Yes, they are. I don't see the point in having TiVo if they can't just watch shows all day.
Now, Melissa, be honest. You got that TiVo working overtime, don't you?
Yeah, so? Most of their stuff's educational. They got that Barney teaching them about dinosaurs, and they got that SpongeBob teaching them about the ocean and stuff.
Well, since you're such a big fan of education, I imagine that you're reading and other things when they're watching their shows.
Yeah, I read a lot. Got me these books, teach me all about love.
Are those romance novels?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, skipping those for now, do you have any of your own favorite shows?
Yeah, I like to watch me that there Paula Abdul. She's got this show on Home Shopping Network all about jewelry. Her designs are revolutionary. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At least tell me your kids have a good diet.
Oh, yeah, they have a good diet. In fact, I just installed an auto feeder, you know, one of those things for the doggies, so they can eat whenever they want. They got Kool-Aid and Fruit Loops and all kind of stuff.
What about vegetables and vitamins?
Nah, I never much cared for vitamins. And, you know, part of being a good parent is teaching your kids to make choices of their own.
What about when you have a day off? Do you take your kids to the museum or try to teach them something they may not learn in the classroom?
Nah, usually on my days off, I take what I call a me day to treat myself. Because I know it may look like it, but I ain't no superwoman.
All right, Melissa, let's switch gears here a minute. I just want to do sort of a pop quiz. Well, let's not call it a pop quiz.
Well, I ain't do too good with quizzes.
Okay, let's not call it a quiz. Let's call it just a run-through, a survey. You know, like the ones you fill out all the time at the mall?
Yeah, I filled out a survey just last week. I think I'm going to win a Corvette.
Oh, good luck with that. Let's do a survey of what you know about your kids and what you teach them about the world and what your own dreams and goals are.
All right, I'll make it quick because Paula Abdul's coming on with a new Tanzanite and cubic zirconia collection.
All right, Melissa, I'll throw out a word or a phrase, and you tell me the first thing that comes to mind or what you think on a particular topic. Are you ready, TV Mom? I mean, Melissa.
Yeah, I'm ready.
First one, Jesus Christ.
Wasn't Jesus Christ sort of like Gandhi, except for he could heal people?
Actually, I was looking for God in human form and or only way to God, but I'll give you credit for knowing that he healed people. Let's try someone a little less controversial. Christopher Columbus.
Well, that's easy. Christopher Columbus discovered the New World. In fact, I think Little Mermaid had a song about that.
Yes, of course, I had forgotten. A whole new world in the Little Mermaid was about Christopher Columbus. Let's switch to politics. What have you taught your kids about Iraq?
Isn't that where they're shooting the next Survivor?
I don't think they're filming the next Survivor TV show in Iraq. But that would certainly be an interesting twist to help the show live up to its name. What about your children's ambitions?
Well, I know little Bobby wants to be a monster truck driver, and even now little Susie's thinking about opening a Tasty Freeze.
That's pretty cool. She wants to be an entrepreneur even at this early age?
I think she pretty much just wants an unlimited supply of soft-serve ice cream.
What about you, TV Mom? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, you know how I said I was reading them romance books?
Yes, of course, I remember. Please do tell.
My goal is to get me a good man who's going to take care of me and let me put up my feet and relax for once.
Just promise me this, TV Mom. When Mr. Wright finally jumps off the pages of your romance novel, that you'll remember to load the auto feeder and set the TiVo for your kids.
Actually, Mr. Lucky Rock, that reminds me. I gotta load the auto feeder before Paula comes on.
You just listened to the Lucky Rock.